This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Prussian military strategist Karl von Clausewitz famously said, "War is the continuation of politics by other means." One person who knows that well is Jerry Parasella. On January 5th, Parasella will be sworn in as a state representative from Beverly. Later in the month, he'll pack his bags for Iraq, where he'll serve as a U.S. military attorney. Some of Parasella's soon-to-be constituents have questioned whether it's possible for him to serve in the legislature and serve in Iraq simultaneously. So joining me now to tell us how he thinks he can do both jobs at once is Jerry Parasella himself. Representative-elect Parasella, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks very much. Nice to be with you.
So, Jerry, you're being deployed to Baghdad. You expect to be there about a year. You'll be a military attorney. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. I'm a JAG in military parlance, which is a military lawyer, correct.
And when did you learn you'd be called up?
I received orders from my unit on November 30th.
So after you were elected?
Yes.
When you ran for office, did you expect to be called up, or did you think it was a possible scenario?
Typically, you know, any reservist understands that they could be called up, especially after 9/11. And, I had not been called up for Iraq or Afghanistan since that time period. I had been called up in 2005 for a mission here in the States in Washington, D.C. But, members of my reserve unit had been called up that they were going to go. But I had been told that I was not going, that they didn't need another lawyer. And then circumstances changed, apparently, on the ground. So I was told, I got orders on November 30th that, in fact, I was going to go.
But you're planning, go ahead.
The mission has changed significantly, you know, from a combat mission to more of an administrative mission now. So
not so much a risk to your life, you hope, but certainly a sort of an administrative duty that you need to do for a year overseas.
Right.
You plan to keep your job. You plan to continue being a state rep even while you serve. On the other hand, Beacon Hill rules say that you can't take part in votes when you're overseas, which is obviously a key part of your job. So why keep your job? Do you feel that you can do both simultaneously well?
Obviously, it's an unusual situation, but not unprecedented. Two other members of the state legislature have been activated since 9/11, most recently Rep. Naughton out of Clinton. I spoke to him extensively about this, and I am going to have an experienced staff person who will be handling constituent issues. I'm hiring the person who works for the current state representative, so she's been up there for 8 years. She's well-versed in the ways of the state house. And the most work that is done by a state legislature is constituent issues, you know, dealing with constituents, helping them sort of get through the red tape of state agencies and helping them if they get questions or concerns regarding issues, you know, dealing with the state. So, obviously I can't vote, and that is a drawback, but, you know, that constituent service, I will still be able to handle that, obviously, with modern technology nowadays, with the internet, with Skype, with phone calls. You know, I'll do my best to keep in touch with what's going on back home while I'm in Iraq.
So you think, with the advice of other reps who've tried to do this in Massachusetts, and your aide, your experienced aide who's going to stay to handle constituent services, you can pull it off?
Yes.
Some of your soon-to-be constituents have been posting comments about this. In one place on Wicked Local Beverly, here's one from a woman, and I hope I'm pronouncing her last name correctly. It's Kelly Schetzley. And she says that she commends your military service, but, and here I'm quoting her, she writes, "I feel he needs to put the interests of Beverly ahead of his political aspirations and step down from office. We are entitled to a special election to elect someone to office who will be present and devoted to the position full time." What's your response to that?
That's the wife of the candidate that ran against me.
Ah.
I understand sort of where she's coming from. But, you know, just the general concerns from folks. I mean, obviously, first I'm putting my family first. But as far as, you know, am I putting Beverly behind the other, you know, interests? We're a nation at war. We're undergoing two wars. Our country was founded on the citizen soldier. And so I think that it wouldn't be fair to say anybody who's in the reserves or National Guard should not run for elective office, because I think we can bring a unique perspective to the job, especially in these times in Massachusetts. You know, we've got a lot of returning veterans. We don't have the active duty military bases that other states like Virginia and Texas have, so they rely on state services for to help them, you know, if they've got traumatic brain injury or post-traumatic stress disorder. So I think, you know, I can be an advocate for them, you know, especially when I come back. I can say, hey, I've been there, done that. And, you know, we don't have very many veterans in the legislature nowadays. It's an all-volunteer force. So, you know, my goal and my hope is that when I come back, I can be a voice for those folks who have served our country.
So it sounds like you think that by going overseas, you actually come back or can be a better legislator than if you didn't.
I really think it brings a unique perspective. I mean, you know, you want the legislature to be made up of diverse people, you know, farmers, accountants, lawyers, bankers, and, you know, hopefully veterans as well. I mean, my understanding is less than 5% of the legislature are veterans right now. So, you know, I think, you know, we can bring a unique perspective to the Statehouse when we're talking about veterans' issues.
Jerry Parasella, despite all that, and many people I'm sure will agree with everything you just said, you could still end up missing half the votes cast in your term, half the votes you could have potentially cast. I wonder what you think the sort of toll or impact on your constituents is when you're not there to vote.
Fortunately, you know, I've had a chance to talk to the state senator who represents Beverly, and I've talked to the neighboring state representatives, and they've all been great, and they're saying, listen, Jerry, we're going to do our best to look out for you, look out for your constituents. So although it's not a perfect scenario where I personally won't be there to vote, you know, they've given me the assurance that they'll do all they can to make sure that Beverly is taken care of in my absence.
Jerry Parasella, thanks very much for coming on Radio Boston, and thanks for your service.
Thank you very much, and happy holidays.
You too. Jerry Parasella is a newly elected state rep from Beverly who will be deployed to Iraq next month.